is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us as we give you all the results from Shangri-La 2 and Tioga Center. Race Week is next.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into Art Garage, located on State Road 434 in Appalachian. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending Art Garage to their friends. Art Garage on State Road 434 in Appalachian. Call them at 607-258-0008.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Appalachian.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and an awesome afternoon of racing on Saturday at Shangri-La Motor Speedway in Owego. Congratulations going out to Jimmy Zacharias on his modified win in the Connor Sellers Double Zero. Garrett Zacharias took the Super Stocks. Josh Parker took the win in the Hobby Stocks, and Gene Burvis took the four cylinders. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is out of the car. He's in Victory Lane here at Shang 2 Speedway. It's Jimmy Zacharias. Jimmy, man, congratulations. Kind of a funny visit, a rare visit for you to step up here. You get behind the Double Zero car, and here you are finishing off the day in Victory Lane. What an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I thought I was going to need GPS to get back to Victory Lane, but I guess we don't need that still. So we'll continue being the winningest driver at the Concrete Castle from years ago, and we can still come back and do the same thing.
Jimmy, obviously, from all the experience from years ago and then coming here today, what was it like, and what? How do you compare this from a decade ago to what was like this afternoon?
Place is still the same. The race is the same. These B-mods, you just send it down till you see Jesus and don't even lift. So I know some of these guys don't have the experience here I have, but, I mean, I'm in the corner full throttle. So that's experience wins over anything any day. And it helps that I have a great car. We had this car. We've changed the body and everything. We had it ready to go for me to run a few races this year. And then we had the tragic incident where we lost Connor. We put Zach Curran in it to run. We owned it at the time. And Joe came over and said, I got to have it back. And he says, as long as you want to drive it, you can drive it. And that's what we did. We still had Connor's body out in the shed. So a bunch of his old crew guys and everybody got together. We put the body back on. And this car has been really unbelievable. We took it to Lake Erie last week, started 12th, and had a mishap that took us out of the race, but this thing is just phenomenal.
Jimmy, I'll tell you what, a couple of times, first of all, Garrett almost was a 1-2 finish for the Zach clan, but Johnny Wilbur was right there at the end, and a couple of times on those restarts, I mean, he was trying to stay within in your clutches, but obviously you had him covered. But those two guys, you had to keep them, you had to keep on your toes in order to stay ahead of them.
Yeah, I know if you go back in the record book years ago with videos, me and Johnny did the same thing for numerous times throughout a year, racing side by side, came down to him and I, and he's come a long way. I know he doesn't do it as much. I quit asphalt racing, went dirt racing, and for all my fans, I still win on dirt too and win championships. So it's like the shoe always fits, and we always find our way to the victory lane.
Yeah, this is like riding a bike for you to come back here to Shang. And again, the Zacharias is really cleaning up here this afternoon after the Super Stocks with Garrett, and again here today. I mean, I could see the emotion here. It just must feel so good to be able to be back right here where you obviously know so well.
Yeah, you know, this place was home to me for as long as George had it open and I was running here. Like I said, I won a lot of B-Mod races, a lot of modified races. My uncle Ricky won a bunch of mod races. J.R. Kent won mod races here driving for us. R.J. won races. Chrissy won races. And now the little boy here has got some debt to pay because he's been bragging for years how he wants one chance to race me, and I think I came out on top still.
Good deal. What's old is new again. Jimmy, congratulations, and obviously we hope to see you back in October for a second shot at this.
Yeah, we'll be back. I got to thank Joe Sellers. Without him buying the car and letting me have the keys to it whenever I want, this wouldn't be possible. New guy Kevin came on board. Kevo Motorsports came on board a couple weeks ago and started helping me. Nick Morge, I got to thank the Morge family for giving up some tires for Garrett because that was a last-minute deal, and we didn't have good tires for Garrett, so Nick and the Morge family were kind enough to give us their set of tires after they broke to put on Garrett, and I did some tuning on that thing, and if I think I tune it a little bit more, Garrett will be knocking Nerf bars with me.
We'll find out what happens. Before you do that, I got the 50-50. I need you to reach in here and pick out a winner, and we'll go from there. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, he was your winner, Jimmy Zacharias. Jimmy, you got one more.
Yeah, I got to thank everybody that helps me. Like I said, Joe, Kevin, Ashley. Not too many people know, but during that race, she was spotting for two cars at once because we had a radio malfunction with mine, and I had to switch over to Garrett's channel, and she was spotting for both of us, so she kept it cool and got us both to the finish here. Dom, my boy Kaiser's here. Just my grandpa's here. I don't know if he made it down, but all the boys right there, they're the ones that helped put this car back together after we lost Connor, so this one's for you guys.
Great deal. Congrats again. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Zacharias. And here we are catching up with our race winner, Garrett Zacharias. Garrett, congratulations, man. You've tried so hard the first couple of shows down here, finally getting it done here. And I'll tell you what, you were like a rocket once you got that lead. There was no turning back. Congrats.
Thanks, man. Holy crap. I'm out of breath. I remember when this place was open 10 years ago and Dad was racing here and winning races with my same crew guy I got now. And man, four trips here, we've been so close with, you know, the flat we had leading a couple months ago here and just some unfortunate things. And man, I'm pumped to get this win. I didn't know how far back those guys were. I mean, I don't got mirrors in my car, so I was getting all I could every single lap.
I'll tell you this. You were way ahead on this one here. You had them all covered, about almost a half a track. That's really got to feel good. And like you said, so close on so many occasions. You just did so well up at Oswego Speedway, and now to come down here. I know this place was on your short list, your bucket list. There's no question about it.
Yeah, for sure, man. This place is special. I really hope it stays open for next year.
Listen, the Zacharias name, it just speaks volumes in this neck of the woods here. And for you to get a victory with that now tagging it to Shang too, it's got to feel so good. And I'm sure you want to thank a lot of people behind that.
Yeah, first off, I want to thank Tom Cornell and Craig Ward for all their hard work each night. All my sponsors, Jeff Kai's Auto Sales, Hotta Livestock, Dream Vacations with Keith Goodwin, Moose Race Engines for the power plant, Hotta Livestock, my girlfriend, family, friends, all these people that come out and support me. I got a busy schedule. I got to hop in a B-Mod now, so we'll see how that goes. And you know, I can't thank everyone enough. This is for my dad. Last time, I remember him winning here all the time, and he's not here today, but it's special to get a win here.
Listen, before you got that lead, that battle up in the front, there was three and four of you guys going at it tooth and nail. I mean, it was white knuckle. I'm sure it was that way for you behind the wheel.
I knew the 15 and the 77 were going to be good, and Pollock as well. He's been very good up here this year, and I was kind of biding my time there. I knew we did some changes before the feature, and it was rolling really good in the beginning, and I was kind of biding my time there. And with the jingle with the restarts and all that, it was crazy. So I was just kind of biding, and the outside lane rolled. And really, I didn't see anybody else go up there. And, I mean, it just rolled. I couldn't believe it.
Well, Garrett, let's see if we can't keep that momentum going. You got one more to go here. B-Mods, how's that car for you?
Yeah, it's my first time ever in one. We led some laps in a heat race. I can't thank Jimmy Zacharias and Terry Zacharias, Thomas Vitale for the opportunity this weekend. I knew at 1 o'clock I was driving it, so I never drove one. And I think we're starting fourth, so if I can hop off with the top five, I'll be pretty happy day for sure.
Good luck to you, and congratulations again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Garrett Zacharias getting it done here. So, Josh. Man, congratulations. Awesome race out there, right down to the wire. We had no clue how that was going to come out. Two teammates going at it, and of course, we had that white car of Sharpstein. What an amazing finish, but congratulations. This is where you want to be.
Thank you. It was a incredible race with my teammate. I got caught sleeping on the restart second to last, and I knew the second one, I couldn't let it happen.
There was no letting up on this deal here. You lost the lead. You got the lead back. All that side-by-side racing. What's that like at a place like this?
Oh, it's incredible. This is my first time here in almost 20 years, and I absolutely had a blast.
So what has changed from 20 years to today? Have you noticed anything that you could reflect on?
It's a little bumpier. Still just as fun. I'm a little bit more experienced, and I'm not on dirt tires this time.
Yeah, and I noticed that. Listen, the competition here today, I know you weren't at the last one, but there was a little bit of a driver's meeting that went on because it was a little crazy out there. You had a lot of green flag laps. You were extending that lead. When those last couple of cautions came out, I'm sure that's something you didn't want to see.
No, I definitely didn't want to see any cautions.
So how about an opportunity and a shout-out at this point?
I got to shout-out Terry and AJ Shelley for putting me in this ride, AMP General Contracting, Blaze Brockway Contracting, Scott Nolden, and Chuck that's here helping us out.
Josh, you did a great job, man. And obviously we got one more to go here. You think you can come back and make it two in a row?
We'll find out.
All right, great job. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up here. Josh picking up the win in the hobby stocks. Ladies and gentlemen, Gene Purvis getting it done here today. Man, if anybody has this place figured out, you have just done that. Three wins and four starts. What an awesome day again for you here.
Yeah, we had a good – I mean, it's been a good week for us. But, I mean, I know BJ was, like, he was fast. And, I mean, both of us, I think, were just kind of hanging on and trying to go as fast as we could. We're pushing each other to go fast. And I screwed up once. He screwed up once. But we were able to hang on there and get it.
Yeah, there's no question you guys were definitely pushing the envelope here today, more so than the last couple of races. But you got two good guys that were going for the same piece of real estate in that same portion of the track, which is right here in Victory Lane. What is it that you have just figured out about this place coming here?
Nick spent a lot of time over the years getting this thing to go as fast as it does, and I just got to turn the steering wheel.
You know, and it doesn't matter. Chemung, you got the little bull ring there. You conquered Lake Erie. You just cleaned house up there. Big track, small track, man. You got it all figured out. It's not just about Shang. It's just about everywhere you go. You got a rocket ship.
Yeah, and I wasn't in a car up until like 3 years ago when Nick called me, and that was the first time I drove a front wheel drive, and I was not very good at it then when I first started. But we've improved.
Gene, obviously you heard over the radio, hey, one more caution, it's going to end. You knew you didn't have to take, you couldn't take anything for a chance. You had to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, you're just going for all you can right there because you know the next flag's going to end the race, so you're not going to get another chance to get past somebody.
This is your opportunity to give a shout-out to a couple of folks. I'm sure there's a lot of people that help you get to where you are right now.
Yeah, we got to – I mean, we mentioned them a lot at Lake Erie, so it never hurts to mention them all together again. Custom Mix Concrete, White Hollow Acres, Pudgy's Pizza, Precision Landscaping, Jane's Flowers and Gifts, Gene's Automotive. I never even mentioned them at Lake Erie, but that's my business, and we repair everybody's cars. So trying to think of who else we got on here. Palmer Mobile Homes. And we got a bunch of smaller stickers on the car at the bottom, whatever. But I just want to thank everybody that's helped us out on this thing all year long. And we had a fantastic year. And my crew and all the helpers we have, but pretty much in the shop, it's just Nick, Kyle, and me for the most part, keeping these things rolling, so works.
So we got one more to go here in October. Can we count on you coming back here? And might as well clean up house while you got the chance.
Yeah, we'll be back. My wife should let me come.
All right. Hey, it's all good deal. We're already signed you up. Gene, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene Purvis getting it done here today.
We're talking with Wild Bill here, and he is a famous guy. For those that don't know, he used to go, and he was the one that sat in the bleachers at Shangri-La and Tioga and said what?
Where's Jimmy?
Tell me where it came from.
Shangri-La one time. We're at Shangri-La, and last lap, Jimmy Spencer hit Rod Spalding going into 3 and 4. And he let Rod Spalding gather it up, and Jimmy passed him and won the race. They DQ'd Jimmy, and after the race, I went and saw Jimmy, and he goes, Bill, I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks. Him and Frank Cece said, where's Jimmy? Everybody has their theories, but that's how it started.
That's history, I'm telling you.
Absolutely, man. You can't beat it. You can't make it any better. First time I ever went to Charlotte in my life was go see Jimmy race because he was down there and he got us in the pits, everything. But we walked in, me and my dad, and I think it was my brother. And as soon as we walked in to see the track, somebody up high in the stands yelled, where's Jimmy? And there was like hardly any people there, and I don't know who it was.
That's amazing. They knew. They took it with them, and there you were.
Absolutely, you know.
So your favorite driver is?
Mr. Excitement, Jimmy Spencer.
Excellent. Let's have one more. Where's Jimmy?
Hey! Where's Jimmy?
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Laughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Owego & Endicott Agway has you covered for fall. They stock wood pellets, fall annuals, and pumpkins. They also feature their power shop with snow blowers, plus service and repairs for the coming snow. Owego & Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, ice melt, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they are ready to serve you. Owego & Endicott Agway.
Make it Agway.
This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.